This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. The Lullaby of Broadway. Music by Harry Warren, an incredibly successful songwriter with incredibly little name recognition. Today we do our small part to help change that. We'll listen to his songs, performed by the John Pizzarelli Trio, discuss Warren's career with an expert on movie musicals, and talk with Warren's granddaughter. The show is part of our series on American popular song. Warren had 42 songs on your hit parade between 1935 and 1950. That's 9 more than Irving Berlin. Although it was Warren's ambition to write for Broadway, he was part of the early migration of songwriters to Hollywood and became Hollywood's most prolific songwriter. He wrote the songs for the classic Busby Berkeley musicals of the 30s, including 42nd Street and the Gold Digger series, and went on to write for the films of Judy Garland, Bing Crosby, Glenn Miller, Betty Grable, Carmen Miranda, and Fred Astaire. His music helped get Americans through the Depression and World War II. Here's a medley we put together featuring some of Warren's hit songs.
Here's a beat of dancing feet. It's a song I love, the melody of 42nd Street.
We're in the money, we're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
I walk along the street of sorrow, the boulevard of broken dreams.
You must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child. Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga juju?
Yes, yes, track 29.
At last. No love, no nothing, until my baby comes home.
The more I see you, the more I want you.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
Get your arms around me, I'm under the leaves. Naughty, body, naughty, spotty, naughty, and on.
Well, those were just a few of Harry Warren's well-known songs. We've saved some of his best-known songs for the John Pizzarelli Trio to perform. John Pizzarelli is a guitarist and singer, and I might add, a Harry Warren fan. He's recorded several Warren songs, and he co-starred in the Broadway revue Dream, a salute to Johnny Mercer, who was, among other things, one of Warren's lyricists. John Pizzarelli grew up in a home filled with great music and great jazz musicians. His father is the guitarist Bucky Pizzarelli. John's trio features his brother Martin on bass and Ray Kedeney on piano. Well, John, thanks for joining us on this Harry Warren show. I think so many people have the reaction, oh, I know the song, I didn't know Harry Warren wrote that. Oh, I didn't know Harry Warren wrote that too. And I'm wondering, John, when you became aware of Harry Warren as the guy who wrote all these great tunes.
I think it wasn't until I started looking at CD credits, or when you look under the title and see who wrote all those songs, and you start thinking, gee, that's Harry Warren. Even when asked to do this, just going back over the song titles of my record, going, I don't recall him writing this one or that one, and finding out, I was just quite ignorant of it, as I guess a lot of people are, of the greatness of this songwriter.
Well, I'd love for you to do Lullaby of Broadway, which was written by Harry Warren with lyricist Al Dubin for the movie Gold Diggers of 1935. It was one of those great Busby Berkeley musicals. Mm-hmm. And Lullaby of Broadway won a 1935 Academy Award for Best Song. Want to do it for us?
Sure thing. Ready, fellas? I want to.
Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway, the hip hooray and ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway. The rumble of a subway train, the rattle of the taxis, the daffodils who entertain at Angelo and Maxie's. When the Broadway baby says goodnight It's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby. Good night. The milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight. Let's call it a day.
Performance of a great song. John, I'd love for you to talk a little bit about what's happening in that song musically. The syncopation of the first part of the song seems to fit so well with the lyric.
Well, what also is nice about the song is that he just uses that phrase. It's the same phrase, and he uses it in two different keys within the first 16 bars of the song. And I like how he goes to two different keys in the song also. So you always have that. And it has that Broadway feel to it, that sort of two-beat kind of, we're tap dancing our way all around. And then he even puts the lullaby in. Play it like a lullaby at the end, Ray. So it's interesting, the mix of the two different feels in a rhythm song.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the lullaby versus all that syncopation.
Right.
There's a story about Lullaby of Broadway I want you to hear. Lyricist Al Dubin wrote the lyric almost as a tribute to Harry Warren, because he knew that Harry Warren, in his early years of being in Hollywood, really missed Broadway and really missed New York. And so Dubin wrote this Lullaby of Broadway lyric. Warren loved it and kind of accepted it as a personal tribute. And although the song is now a classic, it almost didn't make it into the Gold Diggers movie because the director of the movie, Busby Berkeley, didn't much like the song, and neither did Jack Warner, the head of the Warner Brothers studio. So I'm going to let Harry Warren tell the story himself, and this tape comes from the Harry Warren Archive.
Now, we played it for Buzz Berkeley. He didn't like it. We played it for Jack Warner. He didn't like it. We played it for Wallace. He didn't like it. Jack Warner came to me and says, I like that melody, but I don't like the lyric. Tell Dubin to write a new lyric. I said, Mr. Warner, you're destroying the song. We'll write you another song. He said, no, I want a new lyric. Just forget about it. I want the melody. I like that. He told me, I said, I will not divorce the lyric from this melody. You know, I got pretty mad about it. I didn't give a damn. I wasn't out here long enough. Didn't care, you know. So, when Jolson heard the song, he went up to Jack Warner's office and says, I want to use that song in my picture. We were doing a picture with him called Go Into Your Dance. Well, when Buzz Berkeley heard that, he rushed up to Jack Warner's office and said, he can't have that song. They wrote it for my picture, you know. The big thing started, so Berkeley went out. That's how the song got in the picture.
It's still the same way.
Do you think?
Sure. Well, it's funny. That's until somebody who can put their stamp on it, who means something, and everybody's convinced. It's, you know, it's interesting how that works.
I think this is a typical frustration that Harry Warren had in Hollywood, particularly in his early years working for the studio system. John, we're going to ask you and the trio to perform more Harry Warren songs later in the show. And in a moment, we're going to talk about Warren with an expert on movie musicals and Tin Pan Alley, Philip Furia. First, let's take a break. This is Fresh Air.